Continuing in our Shiurim in Iyun Tfila, Birchas HaTayra, HaTayra's Chaim, in Bob Metzia, Daf Pehe Amar Aleph, discusses the tense change in the Bracha. Asher Bocha Abonu Mikolo Amin, who chose us, V'nosan Lanu as Tayrasa, and gave us Tayra, Baruch HaTah Hashem Naisin HaTayra, the giver of Tayra. So it changed tenses. Zokta Teres Chaim. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, emanations came from him that caused the entire Torah to be transmitted to Har Sinai, both Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh, Medrash and Agoda. It was all given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Those emanations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are everlasting. So for all generations, when any Talmud occupies himself in Torah, for the sake of Torah, Torah Lishma, those ruchniyistig, those spiritual influences come to rest upon him, and he is zoicha to innovate Chidushei Torah. The Teres Chaim says it's someone like when Ruach HaKodesh rests on a person. The Chachamim refer to this phenomena, the Gemara in Bava Basra and the Afyud Beis. They teach that from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, although Nevuah was taken away from the Nevi'im, it was not taken away from the Chachamim. The Chachamim still have Nevuah. Chidushei Torah are called Nevuah, prophecy. For all novel Torah ideas that Chachamim seemingly originate, like as if it comes from them, a Chidush Torah, actually come to them through a voice, a call from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, that emanates to them from Har Sinai. He continues. Really, however, Chidushei Torah are only a hint of true Nevuah. Nevuah has many different levels, and Moshe was the greatest of all Nevi'im. During his Nevuah, when he had the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, it was as if he spoke with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ponim el ponim, face to face. The Nevuah of other Nevi'im was less clear regarding what they saw and heard, each Navi according to his level. There came a point in time in history when no longer did anyone have Nevuah. No more. No one had visions of Nevuah. Only a voice was heard, was called what we call a baskel, coming from Shemayim. Someone who arrives at Chidushei Torah does not have Nevuah, and he doesn't hear anything. Rather, there's a silent spiritual influence from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that emanates to him from Har Sinai, and it comes to rest upon him in the place where he is learning. It appears that for this reason, the Chachamim are misakin the words Noisein HaTorah, the giver of Torah, as the chasima, as the closing of this bracha over Torah, instead of the past tense that is used earlier, Asher Baruch HaBonu, as you say, Asher Nosan HaTorah, it says Noisein, the giver, he's constantly giving. This chasima, this signature, the closing of the bracha alludes that even today Hashem gives us the Torah by means of a silent voice that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, from Har Sinai to those who are zeicha. How does someone come to a chiddush in Torah? Direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes through Har Sinai and comes to us. You don't hear voices. You're not, oh, I'm going crazy. I'm hearing voices. We don't hear voices. They're silent voices. But it's directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It would appear that this is also why we find Lashon Hayveh, the present tense, in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Hapitl Kuf Mem Zayin, Pasuk Yotes, Magid Devorah of the Yaakov. He tells his word to Yaakov instead of Higid Devarav. He told his word. Here, too, the implication is that even today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells his word. So while we don't have Nevuah, we don't even have a Baskel, which came after the era of Nevuah, but there's still Nevuah. It's a different type of Nevuah. It's Nevuah, there's a silent Nevuah, a coil directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that goes to Har Sinai where the Torah was given in its Shleimus, and then to those who are Zeicha, who learn Torah Lishma, they come up with a Chiddush Torah, they hear it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in the Chai Yodam, and it goes through some interesting halachas, the way he puts it on the din of Talmud Torah. You're going to skip around it a little bit in the halachas, but it's Klal Yud, the Talmud Torah. Mitzvahs asay min ha-Torah l'ilmoy Torah is a mitzvahs asay from the Torah and mideraisa the gedin of l'ilmoy Torah, to learn Torah. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, v'shinan tam levonecha. Uksiv, and it says, v'limadetem oisei. Uksiv vahoyo ekev tishmon ukiyotzi by psukim harbe, many psukim that teach us that we have to learn Torah. Ulochein kol ish Yisrael chayiv v'talmud Torah, each and every yid in Klal Yisrael is chayiv in limud Torah. Bein ani, every man, bein ani, whether you're poor, bein asher, whether you're rich, Bein Shalim Begufoy, whether your guf is complete, Bein Bal Yisurim, whether you have tremendous Yisurim and you're afflicted with things that we would consider not good and evil and bad, Bein Bachor, whether you're young, Bein Zakin Gadol, whether you're old, Afil Ani Amachsa Apsachim, even an Ani who has to knock on doors, Afil Bal Isho Banim, someone who's married to a wife and he has children, chayiv lekvoya loizman, the Talmud Torah, he has to be keveya, time to learn Torah, bein bayoim uvalayla, both by day and by night, shenema vargisa voyoim uvalayla, you have to toil in Torah day and night, umisha eni yedeya klal lilmoid, and someone who doesn't know how to learn, Yaspik la'achem ha'loimdim, but the ki'ilu loimid ba'atzma. He should attach himself. He should go listen, even if he doesn't understand it, and he'll get credit for it as if he's learning it himself. V'yachol adam la'hisnaisim chaveiroi, and a person can make a condition with his friend shu yasek b'teir v'hu yimot yamti le'parnosa. V'yachloiku l'fi eruch, and they'll split it, b'schar teir b'schar she'avichu. He says, someone who can't learn, doesn't know how to learn, what's he supposed to do? He says he can make a Yisachar Zvulun deal. You go out and work, and someone else will learn, and you'll support him, he'll get half of your money, and you'll get half of his learning. It's a machloikis, and the poiskim, the chayodim, seems to be paskining like this, although not all of the poiskim agree, whether when you make this deal, of a Yisachar Zvulun deal, whether it, can you get your, have your cake and eat it too? Can someone who's learning, if he's learning Torah, and he's supported by another and makes his Yisachar Zvulun deal, can he still have his full Zuchus HaTorah in addition to receiving the money? Or is it literally like the Chayodim seems to be touching up, that the one who's learning loses half of his Torah? He makes a deal, he's being supported by someone else, and the rest of it he loses. Until when is a person mechayev to learn? Ad yom mosay, until the day of he dies. There's no like, I'm old enough, I did enough, I accomplished enough, till the day he dies. He has to learn Torah. Shemar, shenemar, ufen yasum al vavcha kol yimei chayecha. All of the days of your life, v'chozman shlo yasei b'teira hu sheichayach. Chayev odem lilmoy b'chol yoim, a person has to learn every day, Teir shebiksav, shehu tanach, Teir neviyim v'ksuvim, uva mishnah v'gemaru paiskim. He has to learn all of these things every day. Ubalibatim, and those who go out to work, She'einam loimdim rak gimel dal chayv b'yayim. They, someone who has to go out to work, he can't learn 24 hours a day, or 18 hours a day, or 15 hours a day. He has to eat, sleep, and he also has to go work. So he doesn't have many. He's learning at least 3-4 hours, the Chayyadim says. So someone who's learning only 3 or 4 hours a day, lo yilmedu b'gemara l'chud, he shouldn't learn only gemara. The bezeh ain a yetzah, he's not yetzah his chiyuv of limud haTorah with learning only gemara. El tzarah sheyilmed dafka gam sifrei poiskim kol echad lefi asagosa. He has to learn the sifrei poiskim. Someone who is baruch Hashem doing the daf yomi, he's working, he's doing the daf yomi. Ashrecha, it's a beautiful thing, but it's not enough. He says, you gotta learn Paiskim too. You can't disregard the rest of Torah. Paiskim specifically, we know that without knowing halacha, you can't live. This person, Chavetz Chaim, says that if a Yid doesn't know Hilcha Shabbos, he has to sit on Shabbos with his hands tied. He doesn't know what he can do. He can't shalom b'yevin aveir. Lefichach tiknu chazal, therefore chachamim misakin sheyemer kol adam b'shachris. In Shachris, Parshat Karbonis, she tears of Iksav. Who Perik Ezim Ukaiman, she Mishnah. Who Brashid Evishmal, she Gemara. Gideshim Yiyah, Tarad Mari, Yonis, Lays Batalk upon him, Lima Tara. He has an Eitze, he says, you want to know Chamim Chazal were Misakin, that we have what we call Karbonis. We have in Karbonis, we have Teresh of Iksav, Teresh of Apeh, we have the Brice of Yishmol, Gemara, so at least you, even if someone Chas Shalom, he says, it doesn't work out, he's Torah, he's an Oinus one day, and he doesn't have enough time after davening during the day to sit down and learn the Tanakh and the Gemara and Paiskim, he doesn't have time, at least he's Eitze, this Ike, the din of Limud haTorah. That's for those who have enough time to say Karbonis in the morning. Which obviously he's saying it's important for a person to make his time to say Karbonis. Talmud Torah Shogu Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs. Limud haTorah is equal to all of the mitzvahs haTorah. A person has the mitzvah leaving out Torah in front of him, he could learn. And he has another mitzvah in front of him. If someone else could do that mitzvah, he should not stop learning. And if he has no choice and there's no other person to perform that mitzvah, he should do the mitzvah and he should return to his Torah. Someone who learns and is not mekayim, but he wasn't created. So certainly he's saying is that if someone learns Torah without ever performing any of the mitzvahs of Torah, that's not correct. So there's a mitzvah here that no one else can do except for him. He's going to go do the mitzvah because you don't mivatal the mitzvah, he has to do it. But if he could learn Torah and the mitzvah will be done by someone else, so the mitzvah is takim mekayim and he can continue limud haTorah, he says he should continue limud haTorah and let someone else do the mitzvah. Tchilas dinei shel adam, the beginning of the judgment of a person, al talmud Torah. A person after 120 goes up to Shemayim, his judgment begins, the dan al talmud Torah. Va'achakach al sha'ar ma'isav, and after that on the rest of his actions. Lo'oilam yasek adam b'Torah, afilu sh'loi l'shma. Someone tutorial in learning of Torah, even if it's sh'loi l'shma. Tahani shi'chabdeyu chaygavna, he does it so he should get covered. And things of that sort. Shemitoch sh'loi l'shma b'l'shma. Aval haloi me'al menas l'kanter l'kafeya chaveyroi ne'ach l'shlo niver. So he says, he makes a differentiation. If someone learns Torah sh'loi l'shma, he wants to have covered, he wants people to say, ooh, ah, look what he knows. Okay, that's Shalai Lishma. It's better to learn Torah Shalai Lishma, not to learn. So he's learned Torah Shalai Lishma, which Torah Shalai Lishma will ba Lishma, will hopefully come to Lishma. But if someone is learning Torah just to shtuch out the other person, he's using it for not good purposes, not he just wants to have some covet, but he goes over and says, oh, yeah, the Paiskim say like this, ugh, please, it doesn't, all the Paiskim say it, they're wrong, I found it, all of us, I found in one Mar Mokum, I found the place over here, and if you're Medayik and that, they're all wrong, the whole Psak Halacha is wrong, he's doing it just to be, they're wrong, I'm right, they don't know what they're talking about. He's not learning Torah Lishma because he wants to come Shamitos or Torah. He's not coming because he wants other things of he wants to create more terror in the world. He just wants to argue. He wants to make fun of the Talmidei Chachamim. That person is Noyash Lanivra. Ain't the retirement is kind of Misha Misrap Atmeleim. Someone who sits down and he's in complete comfort at all times and he's constantly eating and drinking and that's all that matters. That's not how he's going to come to the real understanding of Torah. How does one come to the understanding of Torah? Misha Mamis Atzmayala. He's Mamis, he's ready to the Chas V'Sha'ain. He's Maisa Nefesh for it. Umitzar Gufar Tomid. And he's in pain. He's Mitzar Gufar. He doesn't sleep. He's tired. He's so tired. He just can't move. He needs to go lay down. No! I'm going to get up and learn Torah. That's how someone is Zeicha the Torah. You have to be Mamis, Baruch Hashem. We're living in times that we're not hiding to learn Torah. We have an opportunity to learn out in the open. How could one be Mamis Nashra? He could, the Chayotim say, you're tired, you can't move. I'm going to push myself. I'm going to learn one more Mishnah, one more Shtikl Gemara. Cholai Yigev Talmud Betzina Machkim. And if you're doing it Betzina, then you're going to get smart from it. Not that you're doing it, the people should see it. Oh, people should say, oh, you know, he's a big masmid. He taka learns all day. Psh, psh. I see him in Beis Medrash all day. Someone who does it, betzina, machim, chal mashmiya, koil, b'shas talmudim, miskayim b'yadai. And anyone that hears his voice, his koil, during his learning, miskayim b'yadai. Someone who says the words low and you can't hear it, you forget it. So he says you're supposed to learn better in the Beis Medrash, the Beis Knesses, because you won't forget it as fast. He also says that you should really say it b'peh. You should use your mouth when you're learning Torah. You shouldn't just read the words. You're not reading a book. You should say it with your mouth. You should say it out loud. All of these things helped have one a kiyum in the Torah, that he should remember it. He should continue to have a hold on this Torah. Misha writes to the Lezakreis, be kisra shal Torah, someone who wants to have this chus of the crown of Torah, yizor b'chol eloisov, every night, v'yevin afilu echad mehem b'shino b'achilo v'sicha, he shouldn't lose one night, because he's eating, fressing, and drinking, and schmoozing, and sleeping. Ala b'divrei Torah, afilu b'leilis k'sarim, and even in the short nights. In the summer, I'll call upon him, you'll mind ma'at, learn a little. V'chol b'ayah shein divetayr nishmoam boi b'alayla. And anyhow, the Torah is not heard by night. Ey sheikh lasoy. Fire eats it. So yeah, we say you should learn in Beis Medrash and Beis Knesses. It's taket shu, but you also have to learn in your house. Aside from this reason that the Chayyadim is saying is, someone who has children around, children do as they see, not do as they're told. So you can tell, someone can tell their children they should learn, they should be machshev Torah, but when they see that their father is haka machshev Torah, and he learns, and he's tired, and he learns, and he spends time as much as he can, he tries to sneak away a couple of minutes here and there, a couple of hours here and there, that has the most impression on them. Kol she'eshle lasa b'tayr v'ein ha'isik, someone who's able to toil in tayr and is not, ha'shikara v'shana u'pirish lahavle oylem b'niya talmudei ezel chal kol devar Hashem boza. He does take the opportunity. It's mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, devar Hashem boza. V'osa l'adav b'sichas chulin, v'adav b'sichas chulin she'im schoik, k'tuyul ha'yilodim, oyre b'asei sh'nevi d'bar t'avom b'lai b'dvarim b'talim. You have to learn tayr and not d'varim b'talim. Someone who's vatal tayra me oisher from rich safe vatal me oini, he's gonna end up being poor. Chol mekayim es tayra me oini, and someone who's mekayim tayra even when he's poor, safe for the kaima me oisher, he'll end up being mekayim tayra rich. Nearly does leimer al derech haboli tayra misayin loy. The way that someone comes to become tahor, they help him in shemayim. Shafil kishia asher, even if someone is rich, kilan shekvar zocha lulmay moini, since he was ready Zeicha to learn me only when he's poor. So if he can't get the kind of kishy asir, he will be able to have a key in my Torah even when he's rich. Ain't the Adam little much key in Mikra Mishnah Gemara Paiskim Sifrei Musar Ubezayik no Adam Oyelam Azay Oyelam Abba. That's how a person is going to be koina olam hazeh and olam haba. Mikol mokem mutter lilmoid ba'kroi shachachmas. He says it's mutter to learn other chachmas. Uvavashayi a sifre epikorsis. It should not be sifre epikorsis. Ve'in la'adam lilmoid chachmas kabbalah. And a person should not learn kabbalah. Ela atche yimole kreise b'gimoro poiskim. Ve'yia yarishimayim gadol. Ve'yayishir tamad v'yisik b'tayra. Ava b'loi zeh osir. It became an in vogue thing to do. Kabbalah, Kabbalah. I learned Kabbalah. I don't know Chumash, don't know Gemara, don't know Paiskim. Kabbalah, that's what takes my fancy. He said it's osir. Osir, you're not allowed to learn Kabbalah. Kabbalah with the people, quote unquote, mikubalim. Don't know if they what they know before that, but someone who's going to learn Kabbalah. Chaim Kanievsky is learning Kabbalah. Wonderful. Chaim Kanievsky, we know, knows Shas and Poiskim. Wonderful. His beten is he's filled with Torah. His entire being is filled with Torah. But someone who decides he wants to learn Kabbalah because that's what interests him, he's also him to learn Kabbalah. To learn other chochmas. Sciences, we know the Goyin is famous for knowing, writing, I think they say he wrote science books. They had a very keen understanding of the science of the world. There's a Tshuva in Ramah. I believe it's Tshuva Zion. Where there's a back and forth, I think it was between him and the Marshal. That he was getting harassed, the Ramah, that he was learning Greek mythology, Aristotle. And the Ramah said, anything that I'm learning from Yena Chochmas is all through the lenses of the Rambam. The Rambam is brought down, he has certain, you say it is from the philosophers, it's filtered. A person has to be very careful when he's learning things of this sort, to know what he can and can't, because a person looks at the wrong things at Epicurus, it can have an effect on him. So it's much better, like the Ramah says, Mashal didn't like that answer, but the Ramah says, that if you're learning it through the Rambam, it's fine. The person has to be very careful what he looks at and what he learns, even if it's something that he might find interesting. Amru Chachamim, Chayodim, a little bit further, She'amei ha'aretz she'ein lehem shum chelek b'teira, and am ha'aretz who has no chelek in teira v'en machzikim b'yad loim b'teira, and they don't support loim b'teira. Av b'shem yesh b'ay mitzvahs m'kablon n'shmasim z'char k'fi sh'roi lehem, they'll get z'char in Gan Eden according to what's worthy for them. Av al-gufam einai oime b'tchiyas ha'meisim, they will not get up by tchiyas ha'meisim. So they'll get reward for the mitzvahs that they're doing. But if they don't have Talmud Torah, they don't have Limud HaTorah, there's no Tchias HaMeisim. Shenemar ki tal ayir salachem, yishyesh b'yad ayir Torah, ayir Torah mechayeyu. Someone who has the light of Torah will keep him alive. V'oidem rizal Torah nitna b'mem yoyim, v'neshama naitzer b'mem yoyim. The Torah was given in 40 days, and it takes 40 days for the neshama to be created. Call him Mishamer Teirasai, anyone that watches his Teirah Nishmasai Mishtameres. His Nishama is watched, is guarded. V'chol she'eine Mishamer HaTeirah, and anyone that does not watch his Teirah, does not guard his Teirah, ain't Nishmasai Mishtameres. His Nishama is not guarded. Kishem she'schar Talmud Teirah Godol Mikol HaMitzvahs. Kach einish betoile gadol mikol haveris. Talmud Torah, he's saying, is from the greatest of all mitzvahs. The flip side of that is that someone does not heed the Torah properly, and he's mevaza, and he's capable, he's taka over the worst of haveris. Talmud Torah is something that we have to work on. We have to focus on what we need to know, on what we have to learn. We shouldn't get caught up by those things. A person is supposed to mashach chofetz libo. It's true that a person has to learn what his heart desires. Certain people have natiyas to learn certain things. They're pulled to certain ways, but it has to be kedas teirah. Person wants to learn Masechtas Megillah as opposed to Masechtas Baal Basra, that's what he's chafetz libay, that's fine. But a person has to make sure to keep it that we said, he has to know, he shouldn't just learn Gemara, shouldn't learn just Daf Yomi. A person has to be well-rounded in Torah, he has to try to get a Kenyan in Kol HaTorah. Everyone on their own level, everyone is on different Madrigas, some that can master tremendous amounts, and some that can master much less. But the point is that Melus B'Torah, a person has to work on it. Perhaps a Daf Yomi Shir, which is a beautiful, wonderful thing, but many of the Daf Yomi Shirim that are given, they're given with very bikias, without much amelos. It's all on a silver platter. A person should try to find a limud where he can work on it a little bit, aside from learning, like we said, Paiskim, to know Halacha as well, and Mishnah Gemara, which Gemara we're talking about Daf Yomi, and the Tanakh. You have to learn Tanakh. We have every week the Parsha of the Week. You can delve into Tanakh. But aside from that, a person that melos b'teira should attempt to find something. It doesn't have to be on the greatest level. It doesn't have to be pulling out a rekiva eiger or a borg bear. But just to be amul b'teira a little bit. Not everything on a silver platter handed to him without having to think. But a person should have to use his mind a little bit. Because the more a person uses his mind, and we explain, the person uses his mouth, he talks, and he uses his hands while he's learning, the more a person puts himself into his Torah, the more he'll get out of his Torah. Have a good day.